Welcome to episode 208 of Te Deo Te Gawa Bookmakers at teduodegawabookmakers.podbean.com. It has occurred to me that I have two parts of my podcast. One is making books and one is writing books, mostly fiction. Therefore, I think I will do two parts in each podcast from now on. The first part will be about making books, because that's basically what the Te Deo Te Gawa Bookmakers is about, is making books. And the second part will be about fiction. And if you don't want to read about or listen about or are interested in the fiction part, you can just listen to the first part. So let's get started with the bookbinding part. About a month ago, I made a tutorial up on YouTube, TDGB16, about how to do a link stitch, which I think was okay. And then in the past couple of hours, in the past couple of days, not hours, I made a book out of the same notebook that I made for the link stitch. I'm making a video about that too. I'll let you know about that probably next week. The book is 114 pages, including a front page that says notebook with a little design, and it's not so thick at 114 pages. It's green. I did an inlay on the front cover, and then I covered it up so it's like a little bumps on the front, which looks like a little city, a little skyscraper or something. And when you put on the strap to close it up, the strap goes right beside it. This is one of the few things that I managed to design and measure correctly. And the strap is on the back cover, the inside of the strap on the back cover that is usually covered by the end paper is exposed. I wanted it exposed so it could offset with the envelope. Now the back cover, well, both end papers are light brown and the envelope is dark brown and the strap is black. So it looks okay. I don't think I'll expose the end of the strap again though. And after I put the cover on, I put the end papers on, I've made the cover, which is a tactile green bumpy paper. So it feels good. It did take me maybe 4 or 5 hours to get everything measured correctly and executed. So it was not so bad. It's a useful book. I like it. It has too much. It's too close to the top, and the head and the footer are very close to the edge of the book. But I think that's because I wanted it. It's because I didn't want the strap to bend the edge of the header or the footer. So it worked out pretty well. You will see pictures over at teduodegawabookmakers.podbean.com. And you can comment on that. That is the book I made last week. Now, let's talk about writing. Do we need the barking in the ocean? I'll think about it. Yes, I am still writing Jiapan. I am still writing Bochon's Bartender, both part of the Japanese, the Japanese pentology. On the other hand, I am editing The Idiot Runs, part of the Calvado pentology. Calvado Pentology will, in its entirety, be online sometime in the near future, hopefully in August. That's a month from now. Maybe in August, but I'll let you know, and you can read the whole thing. And the Jiapan and Bochon's Bartender will be up sometime in the near future, hopefully this decade. I'm writing on the both, plus I'm dipping my toes into genre fiction. Genre fiction is anything that can be placed in a nice, tidy little box like romance or zombies or vampires or fantasy. Those are nice little boxes that can easily be advertised. I am dipping my writing toes into genre, but it's going to be conspiracy, terror, war. I think that's a genre. One definition of literary fiction is that it is character-driven, and genre fiction is plot-driven or story-driven. In the genre of fiction that I'm writing, it is stronger on the plot, but I'm also trying to make sure that all the characters are three-dimensional and not just, this is the person who does this, and this is the person who does that, but, you know, complex characters, I'm hoping. That's genre fiction that I'm dipping my toes into, and literary fiction, which I think I am writing for the Calvado and Japanese pentologies. So to sum up, we have made one book, A5 size, graphic paper, and we are still working on writing two novels and editing one novel. Hopefully everything that I have finished writing and edited will be up online in the next few months. Thanks for dropping by, thanks for listening, and I hope to see you again soon.